Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for January 2019. The new year will see the days slowly lengthening, but given clear skies there is plenty to view at night at this time of the year. One interesting note, on the 3rd of January the Earth will be at perihelion, or the closest point in its orbit around the Sun. Starting as always with the Moon, the new Moon this month will be on the 6th, followed 2 weeks later by the full Moon on the 21st. The Moon orbits the Earth in 28 days, so a lunar month is 2 or 3 days shorter than the calendar month, and for this reason, cultures that adopt a lunar month will have 13 months in their year. And now onto the planets that are visible this month. The best time to see Mercury is around 7:30 in the morning at the beginning of the month, just before sunrise. As always, be very careful if you use binoculars to look for it in case the sun catches you unawares, and it will be very low in the southeast horizon. Venus will still be shining brightly in the morning at the end of the month, and it will be the very bright object visible around 6 a.m. in the southeast. Mars is still on view this month, and you'll catch it at about 36 degrees above the southern horizon around 6 p.m. at the beginning of the month. However, the view through a telescope will be quite disappointing, as it is getting further away from us. Jupiter is still magnificent to look out for in the early morning at the end of the month, an obvious bright object very low down in the southeast. Binoculars on a tripod or a small telescope should be able to give you some views of the four Galilean moons and possibly some stripes on the planet itself. If you have a reasonably high-powered telescope, you could look out for the stripes, or to give them the correct name, the belts and zones, and see if you can see any elongated dark spots within these belts. And these are called barges, and there has been a lot of barge activity over the last few months. Also check out on the internet when you might be able to see the Great Red Spot. This surface feature is a gigantic storm, many times the size of the Earth, that is dredging up red colour gases from deep inside Jupiter's gaseous atmosphere. Saturn is also a morning sky object, best seen around 6:30 a.m. towards the end of the month. Look out for the bright yellow object in the southeast, just above the horizon. And the rings will be a magnificent sight, even in a small telescope or binoculars. The only meteor shower of note this month is the Quadrantids, peaking around early morning on the 4th of January. The expected ZHR is around 120. Now, ZHR stands for zenithal hourly rate, and this is simply a measure of the expected activity that you may be able to see if the radiant, or apparent source of the shower, was directly overhead and there were perfect viewing conditions. These should be particularly good as there is no moon to drown out the view this year. Comet 46P Virtanen may make a faint naked eye appearance early this month, at magnitude predicted to be +5. Comet behaviour is always hard to predict, but it may make a good sight through binoculars. And now onto constellation watching. Orion is still magnificent in the east in the evening, moving to the south around midnight. So let's use Orion's belt to find Leo. Look at Orion, now turn 90 degrees to your left. Look for a backward question mark in the sky. This is the lion's head, and is sometimes called the sickle. The bright star towards the bottom of the sickle is called Regulus. And to the left you'll see a flat oblong of stars with a fairly bright star, called Denebola, to the left as a point or tail. And this is the lion's body. Now all you have to do is imagine a set of front and back paws. Going back to Orion, you can use the three stars of Orion's belt to find two interesting stars. Follow down to the left and you will find the brightest star in the night sky. This is called Sirius. Now track Orion's belt to the right and you'll come across the red star called Aldebaran, or the Eye of Taurus the Bull. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for over the coming month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for February's highlights. Bye for now.